With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Biden facing sharp criticism over his threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel if it invades Rafah.
The president's ultimatum was not well received by Israel, including from former ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren.
Potentially disastrous, extremely dangerous. Unfair.
But at the White House, National Security Spokesman John Kirby insisted on continued support from the U.S.
The arguments that somehow we're walking away from Israel fly in the face of the facts.
Meanwhile, more than two dozen House Democrats sent the White House a letter criticizing the Biden administration's withholding of weapon shipments to Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton condemning the president.
Joe Biden, from the very beginning of this war, has put more pressure on Israel than he has put on Hamas or some of Hamas's patrons in the region. And that's almost entirely because of the left wing and indeed the increasingly anti-Semitic wing of his party.
Also at SRNnews.com, three people dead, 12 wounded in a shooting that at a party in Alabama. Authorities in Baldwin County say the violence broke out at a very large gathering. Supreme Court's longest-serving justice has harsh comments about the decline of civility in Washington.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas tells attendees at a judicial conference that he and his wife have faced, quote, nastiness and lies, end quote, over the last several years, calling Washington, D.C. a hideous place. Justice Thomas was the closing speaker at the 11th Circuit Judicial Conference in Alabama.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Devastating floods in northern Afghanistan, 300 dead, and in Brazil, hundreds are dead there in floods. This is SRN News. Transgenderism invading the world of darts?
Dita Hedman is a female darts champion from England, and she recently opted to forfeit a match at the Denmark Open rather than compete against a man who is living as a woman. In a social media post, Hedman says she doesn't care what people do in their personal life, but, quote, I don't think biological-born men should compete in women's sport. Leagues of all kinds are being forced to grapple with the issue of males intruding on female competitions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge dismissing a suit by a woman in Maine who accused school officials of encouraging her teenage daughter to live as a boy without consulting her. Mother says a school counselor gave her 13-year-old a chest binder and officials called her by her new name. The judge said the suit failed to establish any legal claims of liability. Mother has since begun to homeschool the girl. This is SRN News. Well, the first recipient of a genetically modified pig kidney transplant has died 2 months after undergoing the procedure. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
Rick Slayman underwent the procedure at Massachusetts General Hospital in March, and the hospital's transplant team says it's deeply saddened by Slayman's passing, and they offered condolences to his family. They say there's no indication he died as a result of the transplant. Slayman's family thanked his doctors, saying their efforts gave them 7 more weeks with him. They say their memories from that time will remain in their minds and hearts. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Schools around America increasingly turning to artificial intelligence and video games to spot guns. Some states are considering multi-million-dollar grant programs for the technology, but many of those bills have been written with specific criteria, so only one software provider can qualify. More details at SRNnews.com.